Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get it.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to my show. This is Next Scene at IMVU. Hi, you guys. And this is Late Night Talk. So basically, we're just going to, you know, talk about anything, you know, any kind of topic, it doesn't matter. But if you go to my Instagram and under my pictures, I did say ask any questions, it doesn't matter. Just leave them below. And tonight we have Nilo at IMVU, contact at IMVU, and
hello.
Hey. How you guys? How are you guys doing?
Good.
Hi.
Good.
That's good.
Amazing.
Good. So, we're just gonna go get down to it. But how was Tamar Braxton's concert? Because I couldn't be, you know, be able to make it, so.
I like the concert. I'll let them talk first.
Let him prepare his speech.
It's not a speech. I mean, honestly, it was a really, really good concert. For me, honestly, it was like probably the best one I've been to be honest. And I said it on my Instagram post because I meant it. You can see the work they put into it. You know, Tamar did her thing. Usher did his thing. And Sparkle, she was whirling that pole. Did y'all see Sparkle on that pole, girl?
Okay.
She did that. Okay. And then Christian, you know, they all did their thing, and I was really proud of them. So it was really, really good. And, of course, you know, we graced the stage for a little bit. I did not know at all we were going to be on the stage, me and Twig. But, you know, it was the best show. It was one of the best shows. They can say it was one of them. It's, in my opinion, the best show I've been to, so. Yeah, despite of what everyone else is saying on their shows and stuff, people who did not even fucking attend the damn show, and they got so much strong opinions about the damn show, like, haters, like, who the fuck goes to another show and bash somebody else's art when K-Michelle, let's say this, because K-Michelle, baby, your show that we attended for you, girl, and you kept crashing, and then you get mad and want to quit, leave IMVU and go over to Second Life because your show was that damn bad. Don't dog somebody else's show out there. This was a huge success. Are you jealous? I mean, what's the point of you doing all of that for? Like, and bitch, I was being nice at your fucking show because I sat there and I, I did a lot for her. I grew up like a whole motherfucking charity event I did for her show, girl. I'm keeping a guest entertained. I'm keeping her man in line because her man whispering me, girl, talking about some, I'm never doing a show with her again. She do too much and all it is. And then go back and talk to her.
Oh, really?
Day too much, girl.
Oh, fuck.
Girl, yes. And I got the receipts, girl. Okay.
Ooh,
okay.
Girl.
I got receipts, too. Yeah, I know I bring receipts. I'll send it to y'all.
Hold on, girl.
Do a little digging. But yeah, that was a great show, in my honest opinion. It really was.
I wish I would have made it, but, girl, you know me. I'm too big
girl,
for these sometimes.
Yeah, you are. I mean, you're in college, you know what I'm saying? You got college work. I mean, we're both in college.
Right, but I guess, three.
You're on camp. Well, three, I forgot we got, it's all three of us in college.
Right.
You know, we're not high schoolers, you know what I mean? We're not
we don't do middle school.
That is middle school. They are middle school. And they were microbrays in middle school now, I hear. Them. They have.
Okay. It was 2005, like that. But, girl, I don't know, but something last night was like, I guess I was broke. And this and that. First off, sweetie, let me get you straight one minute, bitch. How am I broke? I'm in college, and my tuition is more than your grandmother's retirement check. Bitch, what's the fucking problem? Hello? That's what I'm understanding. Bitch, that's what I'm understanding. You saying, I got a little bed in the set. Bitch, it's called a dorm, sweetie. What the fuck, I have a damn 2XL bed in my fucking room? Bitch, shut the fuck up, you goofy ass bitch. And, bitch, you got this motherfucking afro looking like the fucking civil rights movement, bitch. Shut the fuck down.
Girl,
you look like fucking Rosa Parks' son. Sit the fuck down, you goofy
girl,
ass
well,
bitch.
No.
What the hell?
Hold on. It is black. No, you know, Black History Month just passed. So maybe he'll get it together now. Maybe he'll go back to his micro braids since it's about to be a whole new month.
Girl,
Black History Month just passed.
Hello.
Maybe that's where he was born, girl. Maybe it was just like Black History Month.
We'll throw out. But we got some callers, so, you know, this is all free, so I just want everybody to talk, you know. But 239, you are on the line.
Hello, this is Kylie Jenner.
Who?
I'm only joking. It's Tamar. You already know.
Hey, Tamar.
Girl.
Ooh, I'm about to say, girl. I'm just like, ooh, girl, you're
okay,
going to be out today.
I'm about to expose some hoes. I really am. Like, first of all, Kyle Jenner and K. Michelle. Yes, I said your name. And if you got a problem with me, you can say it, like, for real, because I have a problem with you hoes, like, to be honest. And I hope you guys are hearing it, too. I did not like what y'all said. I really did not like what y'all said. Like, y'all was so disrespectful. Y'all some hating ass. Y'all some hating hoes. Y'all need to get your life. You need to get your rat face hoe, Kylie Jenner, alike. Get your rat face hoe. All right, you a rat face hoe. K. Michelle, you and B-Hop are the most ratchet couple ever. B-Hop could suck my big, and he could go somewhere in a rat hole. He could go in a rat hole. For real. Get a life, not that kill yourself hoe. Bye, guys.
No, bitch, wait.
Y'all.
Oh, my God.
Wait,
no, hold on.
Wait,
we don't.
I thought she talked to girl. I didn't know she sucked dick, too. Ooh, okay. Well, that's tea right there. Girl, well, you see two bottles there, then.
Don't say bottom brothers. Let's say that. Two bottom brothers.
What is going on with this gay community? I don't understand people's preferences.
I really don't.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello,
you hear me? No,
yeah,
I'm just
yeah,
like that was so disrespectful though. Like they are haters. Like he wasn't even at the show. Like girl, go somewhere. That's all you do is talk mess. You an Instagram thug. If I see you in person, we could go in the street, son. Like I'm from Newark, New Jersey. Look that up, girl. I'm just
okay.
Going
I know
here,
they don't
like,
play
girl.
Girl, she from Dallas, Texas. Everything they do is
they hating us hoes. That's what they are, hating us hoes. And I hope you guys hear me.
Girl, and you got bitches who sound like they got barns in their backyard. Like, the fuck is the problem?
Barns in the backyard. I can't.
Hello.
Okay, girl. We have another caller. Hold on. 267. You're on the air. Hi. How are you?
Yo, why would they put my phone on the line? Hello.
Hello. This is Maxine.
Hi, Maxine.
Hey. How are you, girly?
I'm fine. It's Jazz.
Hey,
Jazz.
Jazz, girl.
Hey,
Jazz.
Hey,
Jazz, girl.
Hey.
Hey,
sister.
Hey, boo-boo.
Real quick, like,
wait, you guys. I think we have another caller. Hold on.
Okay, go ahead. Caller, how are you on the line?
This is Kim Shelby.
You just set me up. Hang on.
Hi, this is Kim Michelle. Hold on.
Hi, do you ever feel lonely? Do you ever feel ugly? Try Baxing New Cream and look like me. 1-800-GET-CUTE. Okay, we're back after the messages. I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you.
Can I bring up something, please? I have something that's been way heavy on my heart.
Of course.
Right now.
Do we have more
1-800-GET-CUTE? Hold on, we got more callers.
Hello.
Let's get the callers in.
Okay, hello. You're on the line.
I don't know.
like my girlfriend. My girlfriend is Beehive, and I really don't care anymore.
Anyway, let me say something because I have lots to say about them. But no, that was a comment about me being broke or this little trend going on that's talking about broke bitches or whatever. I said the broke bitch game. I mean, if broke bitches look like us, I would want to be broke too. Like, if that's what broke people are, I want to look like me, okay? If rich bitch looks like K. Michelle and Kylie and Bayhive, I don't want nothing of that girl.
No part.
If broke bitches call me broke or whatever. Hold on, what happened?
Do we have more callers?
Girl.
Okay. Somebody is cooking some greens or something, or some pancakes.
Okay.
Can we get Usher on the line? Usher, I know that Usher wanted to call in.
Tell him to call in the radio show.
Yeah, take
Martin,
tell him to call.
Let me see my brother.
Why are you mad? Somebody's background is just
hello.
Okay, well, guys, we're to commercial, so we'll be right back.
Oh, that is water.
Oh, I look crazy.
I can make that one about this. I'm gonna call it a pick, okay?
Nah,
I'm gonna call it Milk Marie.
Not
party. I like that better. For real.
Hey, Milk Marie, she got a pretty pussy called pink, cause a nigga fell in love with it. She got a thing for me, I got a thing for her. Never ever let her get away
Rich
from me. No.
She got a Milk Marie pussy. She got a Milk Marie pussy.
If I wanna fuck her, she gon' always say yes. Hey, lay her on her back while I'm gripping on her chest. Her ex don't want that, no, that nigga won't piss. That nigga extra lame, he don't wanna conflict. Made 2.5 million, nigga, ain't done yet. Stand down to my word, if I said it, then I meant it. Yeah. So, my money 8 feet tall, 2 midget. Hey. Milk Marie, she got a pretty pussy. Cause pink, cause a nigga fell in love with it. She got a thing for me, I got a thing for her. Never ever let her get away
Rich
from me. No. She don't yell that shot thing. So shotty on go. Okay. Girl, I want everything that come with you. Even if you got scrap bar and even 2 children, I can't blame you, girl.
Hello? This is the Maxine show, right?
Yeah, again? Hello?
Oh, bitch. This shit was on mute. Ooh, fuck. Hello?
I told you it was on mute.
Can y'all
see?
Hear me?
All that shit, bitch. All that fucking
Hello?
Shit. I'm sorry.
Can y'all hear me?
Hello?
We're back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, who's who? What's going on? Is Usher on the line?
That's Usher's wife.
Can y'all hear me?
Can y'all hear me?
Can y'all hear me?
Hey, Jess. We hear you.
Hey,
Jess. Hey.
Yes.
Yo.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to my show.
Hello.
Hold on, because I'm saying hello, making me mad.
Can you say numbers?
Yo, say something, though.
Can y'all hear me?
Otherwise, no, if y'all can hear me or not.
We can hear you, Tamar. Be quiet, okay? Thank you.
Oh, okay, I'll be quiet.
Girl.
Okay, everybody hush. Okay, hello, Usher, how are you doing? Welcome to Maxine's show.
How y'all doing? I'm good.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Usher.
Hey,
y'all got his ass. His wife is on the phone, guys.
Get it together.
What's going on? Who is it?
What is that noise?
Right.
Somebody
getting it in, girl. Okay.
Hey. Okay, hello. This is Kay Michelle.
What's a goddamn lie?
Good one.
Yeah, let Usher talk. Usher, what do you want to get off your chest? Like, how do you feel about the comment that was made about her show? Somebody see me through my mouth.
Right.
Go ahead, exit that.
Okay, hello?
Yeah.
Okay,
ask him again.
Okay, so I asked, like, what do you feel about the comments that was made about the show that you performed at?
Listen, I ain't
like,
gonna check talk about no negativity. All I know is that, I mean, we sleep.
I know that's right.
I mean, me and Tamar did what we had to do. Preach it.
Right.
That's all
like,
I'm
y'all had a really nice performance.
I appreciate
that. Y'all killed it. And I don't see where negativity came from, like, honestly. And, maybe from hatred, you know what I mean? Like, people jealous, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So people going to talk. They call it a ghetto. I mean, they call me broke, so, and they look the way they look. So they just have to be honest.
They look
how
they look.
And I'm just happy they know who he is now. We started from nothing, now we something.
Right.
True.
And people get mad at that. That's the truth. You know, they get mad at that story. They try to, you know, tell you down, but it is what it is. But y'all did
it's always the gays that want to start.
You know,
we're
not
living
on all the gays because that's
okay.
They're not even gay, girl. You fucking your brother. That is not gay. That is something else. Okay. That's not gay. Don't claim that. Don't claim it with my people. Please don't do that.
Girl,
that's something else.
Hello,
mm-hmm.
This is Maxine.
This
Okay.
Okay. What about his wife? I know his wife wanted to. Did she want to say anything? I don't know. Like, she was cool. Wasn't she like cool with K Michelle and all of them people and stuff like that?
Clearly.
Is she on the phone still?
Oh no. What is the error code again?
I don't know, girl.
I'm not sure.
267.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, you on the line? Hello?
I feel like
Hi.
I keep hanging up on me. I'm in my feelings right now.
No. It was just so much. It was so many people talking, and I got so confused. I was like, who is who?
Y'all keep muting.
I don't
like,
control nothing, so I don't. It ain't me. It ain't me. I swear. I don't control anything. I'm just talking.
You know,
right.
Next thing does not know what she's doing.
Yeah,
fuck you, ugly bitch.
Excuse me?
Okay, y'all, stop being
Anyways, okay, come on. We asked a question. Okay, this is Miss Demio, right? Is it Demio or Demio?
Demio.
Demio, okay. She sounds like Jasmine, don't she?
Yeah, a little bit.
I am Jasmine.
Okay, she sounds like Jasmine.
It's true, Jasmine.
Oh,
okay, wait a second, y'all. Wait a second, you guys. Hello, castmate. I just want to say, girl, you look really nice today.
Oh, okay. Come on,
Megan.
Ask her. That's
hey,
Megan. Megan M. Good. She's like a white girl.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl.
Meg, you ask her the question because I know each other. So okay. You can ask her the question.
Okay, Jazz. The question that was asked to you guys was, how do y'all feel about K. Michelle, whom were your friends in your eyes, dogging out the show that your husband and your record label produced
right.
and planned?
I really don't care about people's comments because, like, I'm going to do what I do regardless.
Okay.
I feel like they did good.
Okay.
I feel like I was proud of them or whatever, so I really don't care if nobody else had to say. And when I asked K. Michelle what was said, they were said, they definitely were said, so whatever.
Stop
so what was that?
There was a radio. I mean, I didn't tune into the radio show, so I really don't know what all was said, but I heard
it.
From people, and, you know, including Maxine, you know, who don't have to lie for nothing, that they made a statement saying that the song
right.
is ghetto with Hill.
Like,
and my thing is, if that's your friend, you know what I'm saying, that's what your friend, though, you would try to come to their defense, you know what I mean? You would say, oh, you know what I'm saying, like, I don't feel like you can go and bash somebody who's, like, cool with that person. Like, it's messy, you know? So, but like I said, you
right,
guys,
and that's why
I was there, and I really
on,
enjoyed myself.
I went straight to tag and asked what was happening or what was said, but no one's saying nothing, so I'm over it.
Of course.
Girl.
That's typical K. Michelle fashion.
Me.
Yeah, remain.
Right,
don't say stay cute, remain cute. Yes, you remain cute, girl, because y'all
okay.
play all the fucking time, so.
And show them that you were very much unbothered about what the baby said.
Exactly.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because, girl, I'm fake in their eyes, so I'm going to be a Barbie doll, you guys.
And I guess I'm broke in their eyes, but, I mean, look at me, though. Okay.
Girl, everybody
okay.
plays me right. But, no, I want to say this because I give you, like, huge freaking props because the way that girl, what's that girl named Christian was dancing on your man on stage, girl? I cannot do
okay.
that, girl. That means y'all
I got
have like a
jealous.
Very strong communication or something. Like, it's, you know, girl.
But I pushed them to dance
been,
like that.
I would have
like,
been cussed.
You said
no,
you were.
Like, I pushed them to dance like that. I pushed them to put on the best show that
yeah.
they can. So, whatever is going on, like,
it
I
was
don't care.
Really
I
good.
It
was really good.
I got a question.
And I'm like, you're going to say something about that, too, but... I know, you know, like I said, y'all got some...
Girl, shut up
for
a minute. All I got to say... Wait, all I got to say is be careful because you might end up on TMZ about a love triangle. I'm just...
Oh, okay. You know,
be
careful,
girl.
Hold
on. Triangle going on, right?
Be careful. They'll take something and they'll blow it out and stretch it out.
Hello.
And the same thing with me, Manny, and Meg, but that doesn't get us from being on TMZ every single week. Like... You know,
right,
they just take one thing and they blow it up.
Laugh
so.
At the situation right
now. Nah. Yeah, we do. Because we know what it is. You know what I mean? So.
Exactly. So if I was me, I would just laugh.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Who talking?
Oh, that's Tamar. That's
Tamar. I'm just, to be honest, I really don't care about making your guess too. I really don't care about, like, what TMZ says. Like, I'm just pissed off what they got me, period. Because, to be honest, I'd be so nice to these girls. I'd be really, really nice to these girls. Like, I'm genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but if you get me twisted, like, oh, okay, we have some beef. Kylie Jenner, yes, I'm putting your name out, home. She's going to have the nerve to say, oh, that if I was at the show, I would have to confront you. Like, ho. Like, really, ho.
Wait a minute.
Get your life.
What the fuck does Kylie Jenner do? Do anybody know what the fuck
that's,
she does?
That's my question.
Like, what is her
no.
hobby? What is her hobby? Like, what the fuck does she do? I'm like, that's no
nothing.
Thing. Like, I don't know what the fuck she does
yeah.
at all, to be honest.
But hold on a second. We have another caller. 817.
Okay.
You're on the line. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hi. How
hello.
Are you?
I'm
yeah,
good.
We here, hello? What's up? Thank
shit,
you for being in the Maxine
hello?
Show.
Yeah.
Hello?
So what are your questions? You know, what would you like to say?
Who am I talking to right now?
You're talking to Maxine.
Who are we talking to? Yeah.
Y'all talking to the dude on Instagram.
I gotta get some water.
Hello? Okay, he got the call. Okay, everybody, we're back. I'm sorry. I apologize.
Girl, keep your thoughts away from your job, girl.
Girl,
you
body, bitch.
Jazz. I got a jazz.
Don't try me like that, okay?
You slay. Well, you look really nice today. You really look nice.
I got niggas calling my phone.
Hold on, wait. I think
Taylor.
Yeah,
you
look
nice.
Like, who's talking?
Yeah,
it's Tamar. You looked at nice, though, right? You really did. You look really nice tonight. You look really nice.
Thanks.
Okay, I look good, too. Can I get my props, too? I worked really hard on that.
Same.
Girl,
you were skinny. You were skinny.
Who was that, Nilo?
Yeah, come on now with this blanket.
Huh?
Nilo, you be killing everything.
Just that I look good tonight.
Out.
Oh,
yes.
Thank girl, okay.
Nyla was skinny. God. She was too skinny for me. She was too skinny.
Hey,
girl. Since where does skinny mean you're not pretty, girl? Okay.
Well, you got a two-tone neck, careful trying to come at you.
Oh, you know what? I'm done. I ain't say nothing.
Megan, I'm going to cut your weave.
I'm going to cut your hair. I'm going to make the boy call back. Hold on.
Oh, my
please
God.
Please don't make your booty call back, girl.
Oh.
Bitch,
okay,
you got
so
no sessions left, girl.
Hey, like, I have an announcement.
Yes.
Okay, come on.
Okay.
Do your plug in.
You're best.
Hurry,
all
bitch.
Right, I have my tour
man.
Coming up, and I'm just letting y'all know, like, to be on the lookout for my tour because it's coming up, and, you know, I have some people coming out of full playing the stage. So just wait on it. Appreciate it.
Who are you? Yeah. Say your name.
This is AKA Twigs. You should know already.
Okay, thank you.
Hey,
what's up, Twigs? Oh. Oh.
Okay, every time she says something, y'all.
Yeah, this
okay,
is
plugging
me off. Yeah,
so my birthday is this Friday, you guys. My birthday is this Friday. You know, me and Usher's birthday, of course, we go turn up at the club.
Yeah,
okay,
no, turn up.
I'm not
where you having your birthday at?
I want to have it at club.
Usher, where you having
probably.
Your birthday at?
So shout out
okay.
to Sia.
Okay, everybody, hold on.
No, that's Alex.
Hold on.
Club Bougie is Alex.
Oh,
Alex. Caller 817, you're on the line.
Yeah, Club
seconds.
Kids. It's Club Kids. That's right. Club Kids. Yeah, Club Kids.
Hello.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, how
hello.
Are you? Welcome to my show. Hello.
We're still going to do an after shot, girl, because
okay.
Your booty call is too much right now.
Hi.
Where
are
you?
Oh,
I'm good.
What
how about you?
All right, we're going to wrap this up. You good? Do you have a question?
I'm doing all right. Okay, you know what? We got to go. Bye, y'all. Thanks for coming
in.
Bye.
Thanks for watching.
Okay.
Girl, y'all
okay.
Call
wait. 817, are you still on the line?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She
so,
can DM
I mean,
her
still,
number.
I mean, we still on live.
She sounds
but,
bad.
I mean, we still on live, but.
Nigga.
Okay, so what was the question you needed to
ask? Who is this? We got to announce our picture thing.
Daquan Boston.
Dick for Chris.
I'm asleep.
Are you still there?
We got to announce him.
Damn, he's up and hung up.
Girl, we got his number though, don't we?
I'm so
good. No. Oh, yeah, I do got it.
Girl, okay,
ooh.
Thank you.
Are we still on the line?
They're I don't think
I'm
we live.
Yeah, we still live. It's recording, so we still on live. It can go for how long, it doesn't matter. So,
oh, okay.
We can
that's
keep going
scary.
Through.
Am I still online now? Y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we still hear you.
No,
girl,
we can
hear you. We can
hear Jesus. Okay, perfect. Maxine, you better not put me on mute. I'm dead serious.
Who is Maxine?
Well, bitch.
Are you going to talk?
Bitch, who are you talking to?
Whoever asked me to on the phone.
That was Tamara.
Yeah, that was Tamara. Tamara has... I mean, she said all she can say, girl. They said she like how they came for her. And, you know, if you're going to hate from a distance, then...
Okay.
You know, if you talk about your bros, it looks better.
They Instagram thugs.
Yeah, they
only do videos.
Okay, here's what I got to say about the situation. I can't explain.
Wait a minute, Paul, because Twix is speaking finally.
I haven't got to say my part.
No, but we never hear from Twix, though. So this is amazing. Come on, Twix.
Okay.
Say something.
Basically, I feel like it's all stupid. Like, we all know IMVU, basically, to be celebrities. And I think we should all... drama on IMVU is stupid. I mean, we're doing our thing. Nilo's, of course, getting awards. We're doing our shows. We're getting money. Why should we be worrying about, like, you know, like, whoever's, like, on the corner worried about us, you know?
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's
about,
it's been
to
be like Amber Rose versus
Khloe
Kardashian.
Girl, no, it's not, because yes, I don't say it, but I'm just going to be like a fucking Vine versus some motherfucking all them ugly bitches gang. That's what we can call it. But to be freaking honest, like I said, like the whole broke thing, like I don't know where the fuck this started from. I never called anybody broke. I put a picture
girl,
up.
I never called anybody broke
down. And it was not directed towards nobody. So this whole broke thing, bitch, I don't care if you got money, bitch, you got money. But if, like I said, you look like that you got money, I feel very sorry for you. You need my help really, really bad. Let me go help you style your ass, like, real quick. Because Kylie, girl, you cannot, how the fuck you don't say you got more money than you look like that? Like, that's mind-blowing to me. Like, you look a fucking mess. Like,
did you see her? Did you see her American Miss Four dress?
And she was just like, "Girl, she said,
let me talk about the conversation we had last night or whatever."
Don't fake that.
So, I guess so. Carl was like, "Call him or whatever," and I was like, "Okay." So I called or whatever, and this nigga tried me for pussy. Like, I'm not gonna say anything bad. Boy, bye. What? Don't try me. I don't need nobody to have a dog in motherfucking ass. It's also a whole group of army. Like, don't tell me.
Okay.
I feel like somebody trying to arrest me, but okay. And it's not something big.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Meg, you
want to
tell
them? Let me say this too. Hold on. So he's trying to say, you know, I'm an internet thug. Everybody know I am not an internet thug. I am the nicest person ever. Like, I'm nice to everybody. I'm very humble. I do not start drama with anybody. But when you fuck with me, bitch, oh, it's gonna be some motherfucking face grown.
Am I on the phone still?
Yeah.
You are.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sorry, because
you
might
be
known
so bad. It's okay. Bitch,
I wrote
you to just say yes. Okay, you have to, like, make yourself known, girl. Thank you. Anyway,
ooh,
so back to the Nilo show. I mean, the Maxine show.
Bitch, you tried it.
Oh, wow.
Meg, I know you want to.
You tried it. And then
she's going to
keep going.
I mean, I get it confused. I know. No, Meg
wanted
to say something. So I want
to
let Meg say something.
Let that goofy bitch
say hello. Okay, so let me reach out. Let me tell you, you are childish when you take and go through somebody's inbox and go back 2 or 3 months ago and look at messages, okay, because let me inform you. You want to sell something to TMZ, sell this. I knew about every single message. Me and Nilo are so close and have this trust thing that I have his password, so I see everything that goes on through that inbox clearly, okay? But when you use me to get close to find out something about one of my best friends, so you can run back and throw it in their face when y'all get into it. That's childish. Your real age came out. Sit down somewhere.
Do you think
I'm going to...
Yeah.
Okay, I have a question about that, too.
Why
would you post something that was, like, hella months ago now?
Uh,
that just shows how.
Let me tell you how it happened. Let me tell you how it happened. So basically,
Let me finish.
Come on, baby. Come on, bring me home.
Stop. Let me hear.
Okay.
But listen, Nilo is my best friend. Nilo walks with me through everything. Y'all are temporary. Y'all were temporary because y'all are no longer here. When I got close to y'all, something was fishy. The fish aroma was real. Nilo warned me. I told him that it was okay, and I trusted y'all. But guess what? Y'all hoes are not loyal. You are fake. You are petty. You are a fucking faggot. And your brother. You nasty.
Oh, you I hate that word.
That's nasty.
To you said it. That's what it is. That's what it is.
You nasty bitch.
Exactly what they are. I can't argue with that word.
You're a man. You're a faggot, and you're fucking your brother. You nasty bitch.
Exactly.
Carry on.
Ew, that's an ignorant gay person, and they're very ignorant. So,
my thing.
Hold on. Okay, last thing. And the information that I provided you guys is very much false. Okay. Mhm. Most of our conversations, Nilo heard them all. That just shows how scary y'all are. Hello. About somebody behind their back. Your seat is in the very back. Thank you.
Everything was planned out. I hope they know it.
They don't understand it, though. They think that we're dumb or something like that. They think that's what we did.
Well, y'all did.
They think they can come in, get the dirt on us, and, when they get the dirt on me, because everything was a plan to attack me and my curse, because they can't find shit else to talk to, say shit about me about, because I keep my shit private. Like I said, I'm a cool-ass person, so I'm not going to go and be messy and be rude or be ruthless. So they was looking for some dirt. They couldn't find it. They go through my best friend, he got to have something. Bitch, no, there's literally nothing that you have on me that you can use against me. Well, it's only one thing. And it's that piece that my best friend is now. So,
there's only one thing y'all can do with me, too, and y'all know that.
That's the only thing, but I'm not worried about nothing.
At all.
And that is real life shit, to be honest. So, it ain't no ambu shit. Like, ambu shit, I don't take that shit as seriously, to be honest. Like, who the fuck got time for it? Like, y'all have to grow up for real. Like, y'all 15, 16, I'm 20, I'm probably 21. Next Friday. I don't got time
for it. Yes. Let me make that clear. Listen, y'all. I am 24 years old with a 2-month-old baby. What I look like letting y'all call me, trying to dog me out or speaking in tongues, as I call it, because y'all sure is talking that fast, or putting my number on Instagram, let somebody call me and wake me and my baby up, and I'm telling you, all hell is going to break loose in your in Houston motherfucking Texas. I will have a hurricane down there waiting at your house.
Girl, I could get my brother Lorenzo to come beat Carl's ass.
Let me call him
on the phone. Hold on.
Yo.
Oh my God! Don't do it.
Yo,
do it. Just do it, girl. Just do it.
Weren't they talking about Daisy on their radio?
I mean, somebody made a statement. I mean, I heard a little bit of it. It was a little snippet, but somebody made a statement and they were just.
Well, she can't call in. It's too late now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's too label. Sorry.
It's so big. We're just recording.
Right. Well, no, somebody made a comment about Daisy saying something It's like, oh, I don't like him. I think it was Kylie. Kylie said that. I don't like him. And I'm just like, girl, on your show? He just do too much. Bitch, you don't look at yourself and see what all you do.
They still look so much better than him. So what is the problem?
I think they should do a conference call now.
Can we do a looks contest on Instagram? Who looks better in real life, please? So I can tell you this.
Girl, if we do that, we gonna break Ambu internet all the way down.
Oh my God.
This is what I am going to do, because I'm going to post a picture this Friday for sure. I'm going to post a picture now. So, I'm mad. Y'all can just let me know. But I'm going to post a picture this Friday and all my little girl without this for my birthday party. It's going to be so lit. And I'm going to show y'all how a broke bitch look, but look rich, broke with expensive taste. I'm going to get it all the way together.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm going to show you how you're supposed to look if you're supposed to be rich. I'm broke, I'm going to show you how I'm going to dress up in my rich shit since I'm broke.
Let me tell y'all this. I go to church faithfully every Sunday and Wednesday.
Okay, girl. We're not coming to see your church services.
Let me finish. But when you come at me about being a church girl, you funny. I may be a church girl and I'm a God-fearing woman, but I am not scary. I will read you up and down and spit you up.
True.
Yeah, I'm gonna spit you out.
She sounds like a white girl.
Right.
Because Jesus hears my cries.
Let me mute you real quick.
Please, thank you. Just mute her just really quick, really quick. Thank you.
I'm weak. Carry on.
Maxine, you and these cap walkers, it's okay.
Okay, well, girl, people's not paying me no attention.
Is that all we wanted to say? Was that all that we wanted to say? Because, I mean, it's like so much
to
talk about.
No, I wanted to say something else, but I forgot what I was going to say.
I mean, we can't really say that no more if nobody can call in and hear it.
I mean, if it's recording, though, they can go look back and, you know, they listen to the whole motherfucking recording, girl. You know how they call it, girl. They are so obsessed. If they can spend hours and hours going through motherfucking recent messages in Manny's inbox, girl, they're going to spend about 5-6 hours hearing this whole motherfucking conversation.
Okay. Hello.
So, they just so they have no time.
I got a question,
you know?
Life. I got a question.
No time.
Excuse me. Does
that pay more? Girl, you sound shady, girl.
I do.
But I don't have a... You
anyway,
do, but I know you're not,
really,
though. You just sound like it.
Do people really fuck with K. Michelle and them? Like, for real, to be honest. Like, I want to know.
Burley?
Like,
no.
Burley.
Nobody.
Not that I know of.
Shia really don't mess with them. Sparkle really don't mess with them. No. She irrelevant. They irrelevant hoes. Like, not Shy or Sparkle. Like, not them. It's just K. Michelle.
You know, we talking about
K. Michelle. Like they, watch where I catch a ministry. Like, I'm hopping off. I'm going hood on them. I'm bringing the whole
you know what I'm saying?
Whole Brick City squad.
Hey, Tay, we not doing that, man.
Hello.
Not getting no fame off our name, man.
You know me. I'm from New York, New Jersey. Brick City.
Yeah. We're not getting no fame off us. We're going to keep doing what we doing.
Like, actually, your performance alone killed their whole entire career. Like,
okay.
That tonight just
I'm going to dance on the pole.
Why
like, I'm dancing on the pole, okay?
You better be on the
pole.
I'm going
to make
that
money.
You know what?
I'm going
to
make that money.
Okay.
That's
please
what
okay, that concludes
tonight.
Our show. Thanks for having us.
Ooh. We're going to work. But like I said, like his whole show killed, like, I mean, like that whole performance alone, one performance killed their whole entire career. Like, that's
can you hear?
That's fucking sad. Yes, you can hear.
Oh.
That's just talking. That's very funny.
Oh, yeah.
That means they have a lot to work. He just said something.
Listen,
he said,
you want to
get off our
podcast? Calm down. Appreciate
it. But shut the fuck up.
Wait, thank you.
I'm going to be hot because y'all is fun.
Yes, bitch, come on.
I want Daisy to call because Daisy needs to, like, they just, you know, he needs to say
something. You have to, Brian, give him your number, bitch. You know he can't call in
before
it's over.
I don't know how to do three-way.
Oh, I got to do
this. Girl, bitch,
again.
You are so drunk. Okay, I'm going to do it. I'm going to try to do it.
I got it, girl. I'm going to do it.
Girl, y'all going to tell me to do it and never say not to do it. Like, I'm confused.
Bitch, nobody told you to do it, so I don't know what you're talking about.
First of all,
like,
you know what? I can't even tell you nothing right now. Like, all my shade is left. I'm too summer right now.
But all I know is them bitches just flew out the window. That's all I got to say.
You
out the window.
I was going to three-way him. Okay, yes, I'm about to do it.
Three with who?
What's my number? Daisy. What, Denali? How do you say it? I'm going to name Denali.
Denali. Denali.
I thought it was Donnelly.
I don't know. It's just
I don't